KBX, this is Mobile.
Good morning, and on YOU.
Good morning, it's like 32 degrees out here. As usual, the main streets are pretty decent, but the side streets are still slippery, but what I understand, that's going to change in the next few days.
Yep, that's true.
From what they say, all the snow is going to melt, and I think it's, what, Friday? It's going to be in the 40s or 50s, something like that?
Yeah, then it'll go back down in, 30s, I believe.
Yeah, that's what like Saturday or Sunday next week. But yeah, it'd be nice to get rid of some of this snow. Have it accumulate over and over and over again and pile up for 2 or 3 feet.
Yeah, hey, we only got a few more months of it.
That's a few more months too long.
Yeah, well, I could be living in Alaska.
Nope. Could be moving.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you remember about the state trooper that went to my church and he was dueling, they wanted him to go to a casino and gamble, and he refused to, and he got fired.
Okay.
It was in the early 90s. Anyways, he went to Alaska to be a state trooper up there.
Alrighty.
That's an awful cool place to go to. I've been watching stuff on Alaska, like their big mining trucks, those big earth-moving trucks and stuff, and how they work and how they do the mining and all sorts of stuff about Alaska. And I'm thinking, boy, I'm glad I don't live there.
And it's definitely chilly and snowy.
Yeah, you know, if you grew up in that environment all your life, you're used to it. Like, you know, I've lived in 3 major cities, you know which ones they are, and I've had winter all my life. I still despise it, though, but I've had winter all my life, no matter where I lived at.
Yeah, but your body will get used to it. It's just like, you know, moving down to Florida, because I've had relatives that moved down to Florida and lived there, or Georgia, wherever. And, you know, they come back up here after several years, and they can't stand the cold or anything because of, you know, their body's used to the southern part. So your body does adapt. It takes a while, but it does adapt.
Well, you know, like I told you about my dad's parents, my grandparents, they would leave first frost, they'd leave, and they'd come back about 8 more away.
Yeah, I have some relatives that do that.
Yeah, it must be nice to be able to own 2 houses, but you gotta have somebody take care of the other house that you're not at. If your kids or something, that's fine. But if it's somebody who a neighbor or something, you don't know if they're gonna do a good job or not.
True.
Like I told you, we got to go down there in 75 and in 77. We went out there 2 years and stayed at our grandparents' summer home in Sarasota for vacation.
I bet that was nice.
We had to pay for housing, but we had to pay our way there, and we had to pay for food, but we'd have to pay for housing, though, so that was pretty nice.
Yep, definitely.
We had to do a little maintenance, like I cut the grass for them because the guy was supposed to cut the grass back and do it, so I cut the grass for them, though, but other than that, though, it was a free vacation except for the food and the travel expense, gas stuff. Second time we went there, there by the gate, and there was a big branch that fell, so we had to, maybe my dad had to move the big branch so we could get inside the property.
Oh, all righty.
I said to my parents, I go, let's move here. And then I was about 75, 77, 76, we went to Phoenix, Arizona, and it says, let's move here, too. You know, just get away from the snow. I like Arizona better than Florida, though, but I would take Florida if I was offered a free house there. You know, if I had a choice, I'd choose Arizona, but if I was given a choice of just Florida, I'd take it.
Yeah, I don't blame you there.
In Arizona, it was hot, but it wasn't humid. Where in Florida, it was hot and humid. But in Arizona, even though it wasn't humid, you feel like you couldn't take a deep breath. It was weird.
Right.
Yeah, I would prefer Arizona. One of my dad's cousins lived in what's called Scottsdale, not Scottsdale, but Scottsdale. And it was a suburb of Phoenix. A nice town.
No, that's cool.
Both my mom and dad had a friend and a cousin that moved from Akron to the Phoenix area. That was funny how that worked out.
Yeah, it is weird.
My mom's cousin, they had a... In Phoenix, they had a house. They built a house on what's called Camelback Mountain, and it's a small mountain, and it's pretty neat.
Oh, that's definitely cool.
Yeah, and then there was a guest house just below it, on the side of a mountain, and Ruby Spearmint lived out there. The guy who came up with the gum.
Well, 76.
He's probably dead by now.
Yeah, but do you know where he got the spearmint for the gum?
No, I don't.
Right here in good old South Bend.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, because of the mint fields here. Yeah.
I didn't know there was mint fields here. But that was probably...
you know, those fields by the bypass there at Mayflower and that. You know, you got some corn, but you go over to the other side, Peach and that, it's there's some mint over there too. So, yeah, Blad, I think it was Blad Farms. That he was buying the mint from.
I bet it's not as prevalent as it used to be 30, 40 years ago.
I don't know.
Because I haven't seen too much of it. I have seen it, but not much of it. I think it's soybean.
Oh, no, the mint, it's still around here because... The mint trailers, I love following those things. They go slow, but I don't care. I just love smelling the mint.
Yeah, it does smell good. The tents are supposed to get up and close to 50, but it's supposed to rain a lot, but I'm thinking about maybe getting the car washed. Towards the end of the week, Thursday or Friday or something like that.
Well, if you're gonna wash it when you get back from church.
Not right now. I don't have enough money though. But I'll have enough money in a few days though. But it's like I want to wait until later. The later the better though, because it'll stay cleaner longer.
Well, forget this week then. Is this supposed to rain? Oh, they're talking rain, what? Thursday? I think, yeah. Or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, something like that.
Yeah, that's what I think so too, but still, at least you guys are salting some of the dirt off your car.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, they gotta get right back up within a week or so, but still, you keep it off, though.
Alrighty.
But since it hasn't built up over and over and over, when you can knock some of them off, but some get back up, but it won't keep on building up over and over again.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you could do it today. At least it'll be clean.
True. Here's Hoosier.
Alrighty.
What you're saying, I can look at my dashboard and see what my gas mileage is. I'm getting 25 miles a gallon, and normally I get, by like 34, 35, 36, something like that. But yeah, the winter thing does make my mileage go way down by about 10 miles a gallon, like 25 miles a gallon, but that's more for this car.
Yep, yeah, that's the gold for you.
Yeah, normally I average like 35, but because of the cold, man, 25, this is terrible.
Well, hey, at least it's 25 instead of 9.
That's like at least got 10 miles a gallon by the Honko City or Highway.
And that was probably summer, too, right?
That car got 10 miles a gallon year-round. Yeah, it might have gotten worse in the wintertime. That's possible. It's a nice, good car, but, you know, it just got terrible gas mileage, and Chevy didn't make it very good, and they rusted out like crazy, and a lot of things went well by there, too. Every, like, 3 or 4 months, something was on the brake on it. Built in obsolescence.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Back in the 74, Chevy had it.
Alright, I'll talk to you later on. KB9KBX, 9YOU.
Whatever you want, and we can My sister, she has a phone that she never uses, and she's still with that landline, and she's got a computer, but she's never done nothing with it. She's never even turned it on.
Oh, wow. Well, hopefully she'll turn this sucker on and get used to it.
She don't even know what the computer's really for, really, tell you the truth.
Right.
Yes, but yeah, it's going to get warmer this week, but then towards the weekend, we're going to go right back in the winter season again.
Of course.
So are we still on the road to go to the past Tuesday?
No, I thought we were going to the other place because you wanted to do it the first Monday of the month.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah. So we're going to go Monday then. No problem.
Yep, that'll work.
Anything from Steve yet?
Somewhat.
He might go.
I guess it depends on if he's got to work in the evening or not.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm going to find out today sometime.
All right, that sounds good. To take time to relax and do something with the strings instead of just work all the time.
Well, I guess where he's living now, he's got other friends in the house, so I guess he's doing a lot with them, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So I guess we'll just see.
It shows up.
Right.
Overall, he's a good guy. He's a little strange, though, but he's a good guy overall.
Yeah, I know.
We're at the cemetery. I'll catch you up, probably tomorrow on text or whenever we'll plan tomorrow to get our burrito.
Yeah, alrighty. Yeah, we'll talk to you later on. KB9 KBX and 9YOU.
Alright, have a good one. 9YOU KB9 KBX.